Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Certainly didn't come as a shock yesterday. We kind of knew this was coming, but portions of Monroe County have been designated as an orange zone by New York State. During a news conference yesterday, Governor Cuomo said portions of Irondequoit, Gates, Brighton, and Rochester in Monroe County have escalated from yellow to orange. The designation impacts capacity at houses of worship and mass gatherings. High-risk, non-essential businesses will have to close, and restaurants will be allowed to have outdoor dining and pickup only. Schools in the impacted regions will be required to go remote. However, they will have a test out option to reopen. So this means that schools will close for several days, during which the buildings are cleaned, students are tested, and anyone who tests negative can return. Then 25% of the student population must be tested weekly. A lot of confusion around all of this still.
For sure.
A lot of people who are frustrated and angry that a lot of it doesn't quite make sense now that we're learning that they're not really transmitting the virus in schools. Why do we have to close them and do all of this? Is there enough time between now and Monday to even reopen? I mean, we've been talking about how there's been a rush on testing. Are the students... Is it on them to go get tested? Is the school doing it? There's just so much up in the air still.
Yeah, it's so confusing. And, like, they're children, so it's not like they're going to be like, hey, I'm going to get my COVID test. Like, no, Johnny, you're three. So, like, relax.
Yeah.
All right. In the spring, doctors put an all call out for ventilators made by manufacturing companies. Anyone who could help that had the resources to do so did, including General Motors, actually. They responded. And by the summer, the number of ventilators produced in the U.S. went from 700 to 10,000 in just a week. So that's pretty excellent to see that the ventilators were no shortage there, especially when a lot of hospitals were struggling across the nation.
I sense a butt is coming.
What'd you say?
I sense a butt is coming.
RGH purchased 62 new ventilators for the ICU, nearly doubling its fleet. And even with the second surge coming of COVID-19, they're only about 20% in use right now.
Okay.
So they're not like maxing out their ventilators at this point. But
there it is.
There it is.
Knew it was coming.
With all these ventilators, you know, here and ready to help people, the problem is they don't actually have enough staff who know how to run and operate the ventilators. So ventilators don't save lives, but they keep people breathing while doctors are treating underlying medical causes. Yet there are not nearly enough respiratory therapists or care doctors that have the training to operate these machines. So one problem completely fixed, all good to go.
Yeah.
Then just moving on to the next problem. Yeah. You can make more machines, but you can't make more humans that know how to work those machines.
Not like that, anyways.
No.
All right.
Not as fast as you could make those ventilators, that's for sure.
Oh, for sure. All right, moving on to the TPXY feed. Let's get back to some orange zone talk and its impact on our schools. Touched on it a bit earlier, but Monroe County Executive Adam Bellow and Public Health Commissioner Dr. Michael Mendoza released a joint statement yesterday afternoon advocating for schools to remain open despite the new orange zone designation for parts of Monroe County. Bellow and Mendoza said they believe schools should remain open as long as there's no evidence of spread in school, and they cited the testing that was done in school buildings just last week of proof that the spread within the schools is not an issue and that our schools are actually the safest places for our children to be. The governor said the state was reevaluating school restrictions. He did say specifically in regards to grades K through 8, where the positivity rate and transmission of the virus remains very, very, very low. He did say that junior high schools and high schools are different, and there's a different pattern of transmission there, but added that states in COVID-19 color zones can test out of the closure. Again, we just hesitate to say that it's going to be possible to turn this all around this quickly with Thanksgiving on Thursday.
I mean, right.
Ugh.
Schools are not the only ones being impacted by the orange zone right here in Monroe County. A bunch of different businesses, hairdressers, barbers, nail techs, gym owners, and so on and so forth. And the biggest question is why? Why are these salons closing? Why are these gyms closing? Well, it's confusing because Governor Cuomo says that sources have identified nationwide for an increase of the CDC of every state on where these cases are popping up. And indoor dining, he said, was a big one. He didn't really say much about the gyms and the salons and the nail techs, but he did say that the CDC is keeping a close eye on them. And then we flip over to Dr. Michael Mendoza, one of our best friends here on the show.
Yes.
And he said that gyms, hair salons, barbershops are really not among the businesses that he's super concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
Said they might be one of the safest places next to school. But you have to take it from the top, if Governor Cuomo is saying this, and he's in direct contact with the CDC, that's something that you have to be aware of.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's tough. My heart goes out to these businesses. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's really tough. And it seems like luck of the draw, to be honest. Or unluck of the draw, I should say. Because you can go down to... I mean, my gym's still open in Victor.
Right. Yeah.
So...
News Channel 10 on their website, they have a story about literally restaurants that are a mile apart where one is going to be orange and the other still is yellow and fine. It's...
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll discuss this more in depth with Brandon Summers from recent NBC in about an hour from now. Usually we like to spend at least half of our update with him goofing off and talking about shenanigans and nonsense, but I feel like we have to dedicate the whole thing or else it's going to be like 45 minutes long. So
true.
We should probably just dig in. We'll talk to
him. Buckle down.
Up online, 98pxy.com. Got the good news. We'll highlight some of that coming up just after 9 o'clock as well. Got to get back into today's Team PXY True Confessions Thanksgiving edition. Cooking and making Thanksgiving dinner versus hunting, as Breezy calls it. We got a bunch of people weighing in on this one. If you missed it, we'll get you caught up and get up to speed on that. You can weigh in at 585-222-9800.